This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Are you ready? Marino gunning deep, and Clayton is open for a touchdown.
And he may go. He's in there. Still falls.
Kramer uses play action. Going long. And it is. He caught it. For a touchdown. What a remarkable catch by Leo Lewis.
Outlet pass to Rick Nash. Nash now tries to split the defense and walk in. Nice move. Another nice move. Oh. He scores.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen from San Francisco, California, it's time for the Taco Man to get in your face. Straight up, for the next hour, my name is Johnny Taco, and I hope to both inspire you, infuriate you, and maybe entertain you as well. Of course, we'll have some fun. We'll talk sports. We'll talk comedy. We'll talk the world at large. We'll have a good time. And maybe we can fit in a phone call as well. Our toll-free phone line, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Here's the most popular text line. You can text the studio. This is most popular because on Saturday nights, people have had a few drinks. You know, they don't want to get drunk and go on the air, so they send me a text. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. We'll open things up tonight. We'll have some fun. We'll take a different look. No Seth Meyers tonight. We'll take a look at Alec Baldwin, of course, portraying the 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump. Wait, I'm not done. We'll come back with the greatest athlete ever, maybe of the 20th century, without a doubt. I'm talking about Muhammad Ali. Unplugged, baby, an Ali interview you've never heard before, and a personality you may not know. Dominic Jimenez in the house, knocking out all bums. Man, this guy's got it going on. He's our youngster and the star of the show, no doubt about that. So you've got a great show tonight, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network from San Francisco, California, in the Sports Byline Studios. This is the Taco Man Audio Magazine.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Hey, it's Ron Barr. The new year is here, so what's your New Year's resolution? If you're planning to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. Right now, MyPillow's Christmas special has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, you'll find the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack. It includes free shipping. That's right, you heard me right, free shipping. You also will get their 60-day money-back guarantee that's been extended through March 1st. First, best price ever. Free shipping. extended money-back guarantee, and a good night's sleep. What else do you need? So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, and use promo code BARR. That's B-A-R-R. You'll get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Again, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, and enter my promo code BARR. I have a MyPillow, and I love it. No neck or backache, just a nice, fitful sleep. So check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code BARR.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Alec Baldwin as the 45th President of the United States.
First of all, Mr. Trump, you understand this is a TV court, right?
That's okay. I'm a TV president. Martha, tonight I'm going to do three things. I'm going to huff, I'm going to puff, and I'm going to blow this whole thing.
Your Honor, it was our conclusion that the ban violated the Establishment Clause because it included a religious test.
Wrong. Overruled.
President Trump, that's enough.
Okay? I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
Yes, Mr. President, I'm so glad to have you on the phone. I'm begging you. Puerto Rico needs your help.
I hear you loud and clear, and you called the best person for the job. Trust me, I know things are, as the locals say, despacito. The only person I need is my running mate, Mike Pence. I love Mike Pence. I respect Pence. I'll always have Pence.
Well, actually, today he said he can't condone your remarks, and then he canceled his campaign events.
Mike Pence is a loser. I've turned over all my businesses to my two sons, Beavis and Butthead. They're here today. Can we get a shot of them? Shot of them? Look at those two little American psychos.
Of course, Mr. President. You're also very different from Nixon because he won the popular vote.
Listen, OJ, you were being very mean to me, okay? Every day I turn on the news and all of the newscasters are making me look so bad.
And how are we doing that?
By taking all of the things I say and all of the things I do and putting them on TV.
Let's take another question. This one comes from James Carter.
Good evening, Mr. Trump.
Oh, no.
Your travel ban has been rejected as unconstitutional once again, but here you are.
Thank
what are we
judge.
Doing here, man?
Well, thank you, Judge, or what do you call a lady judge? A flight attendant, something like that? Martha, she is trying to silence these women, but they need to be respected. They need their voices heard.
What about all the women accusing you of sexual assault?
They need to shut the hell up. Angela?
It's Angela.
What?
My name is Angela.
No, no, don't correct me. I'm in charge now. Germany sucks. Your wall failed. Prepare to go to war.
Yes, Jim Acosta, CNN.
No, not CNN either. You're overrated and fake news. I tried to watch your network last night, and there was just some crazy blonde woman spouting lies.
That was Kellyanne Conway.
Oh, right. God, I love Kellyanne. Every day it looks like she does the ice bucket challenge with her makeup. Next question. She's the one with the bad temperament. She's always screaming. She's constantly lying. Her hair is crazy. Her face is completely orange, except around the eyes where it's white. And when she stops talking, her mouth looks like a tiny little butthole. I actually heard the aliens are already here. They've been hiding in this country for hundreds of years. It's a fact. They're shapeshifters. They look like regular people, but they're aliens. Look, there's one right there.
What? I am not an alien.
Yes, she is, and so is the woman next to her, right there.
Oh, okay, no.
Being president is not going to be easy, but we'll get through it if we work hard together.
Thank you, Mike. Oh, and Mike, you're going to do everything, right?
Yes, sir.
We're going to get you more help to you. We'll get you immediately, probably by Tuesday or Wednesday at the latest.
Mr. President, that's not good enough.
Well, you should have paid your bills. FEMA takes a few days unless you join FEMA Prime.
What are you talking about?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic from which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
I've even got the best Baldwin brother, Stephen Baldwin. Do you think I care about optics? Look at me. I sit on every chair like it's a toilet, okay? I would say this, listen, women, if you give me a chance, I promise I can do a whole lot more than just grab it. I can also bop it, twist it, and pull it. Testing, testing, gina, gina, huge gina.
Okay, that was Republican nominee Donald Trump joining us now to discuss more on this.
Now, let me tell you something, okay?
What is that?
I wish that I was that hurricane tearing through all of that hot Miami. I mean, just, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
He says climate change is a hoax invented by China.
It's pronounced China.
Do you feel you're modeling appropriate and positive behavior for today's youth?
No, next.
So you don't care about the kids?
Anderson, I love the kids, okay? I love them so much I marry them. It was just me and Sean late at night. I leaned over and I whispered in his ear, Sean, I'm against the war in Iraq. And then he whispered in my ear, I'm against the war too. And the next thing I knew, I was kissing Sean Hannity.
Number one, insurance companies can't deny you coverage because of a pre-existing condition. Number two, no lifetime limits, which, you know, is a big deal if you have serious health problems. And number three...
Mr. Trump, this leaked audio showed you saying... You know, I can't quite say it on live television, but basically, you said you wanted to
grab them by the.
Number three, women can't be charged more than men.
I love you, Mike. You're the reason I'm never going to get impeached,
sir.
Women can't be charged more than men for health insurance, okay? And number four.
In the past, I have been big and loud, but tonight, I am a sweet little baby Trump.
That is good to hear. Our first question is for you, and it is about reproductive rights.
They're ripping babies out of vaginas. It was Holocaust Remembrance Day, and as you know, 6 million people were at my inauguration. I mean, there were just so many people at my inauguration, but the media refuses to cover it. It's so unfair. And one day I'm going to write a memoir about this struggle, I call it my struggle.
Okay, right. Here we go. Here we go. Big plan. Big plan. Google, what is ISIS?
Secretary Clinton, you have 2 minutes to respond.
That's okay. He can have my 2.
Okay, Mr. Trump, 2 more minutes.
The thing about the blacks is that they're killing each other.
He hasn't released his tax returns, which means he's either not that rich,
wrong,
not that charitable,
wrong,
or he's never paid taxes in his life.
Warmer. Martha, this black man is attacking me. Also, speaking of black men, you know who else should be in jail? Hillary Clinton. She's committed so many crimes. She's basically a black.
But, Mr. President, what about the aliens? They just vaporized the entire state of California.
So that I won the popular vote? Also, I invented a new phrase. Have you heard it? It's called priming the pump.
You didn't invent that, sir. That's a very famous economic phrase.
No, it's not. It's when I tug on myself for about half an hour before Melania comes in so she can find it easier, okay? The biggest, strongest, steadiest stream you've ever seen. This country will be literally showered with jobs because I am a major whiz at jobs. And this will be a golden opportunity for me as president to make a big splash. Now, who's with me? I know you're in. How about you? Urine, 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 urine. Siri, how do I kill ISIS? This is a BlackBerry. Big beautiful boobs and buildings, big beautiful boobs and buildings, big beautiful boobs and buildings.
That's the same thing as Obamacare, and if you repeal it, 20 million people will lose their health insurance. I mean, people could die.
Listen, sweetheart, I'm about to be president. We're all gonna die. Next question.
Alec Baldwin playing President Trump on Sports Byline.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He certainly knows how to shake things up.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Heaven help us.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Welcome back to the Taco Man Audio Magazine. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco in the house. Straight up, let's take it to across the pond. The UK, 1977, and the great Muhammad Ali.
I'd like to know what you're going to do when you retire from boxing.
I think he's probably taking the last count at the moment. I'll do my best to wake him up.
Just sleep.
For you.
That's all I'm gonna do.
That's all he wants to do when he retires.
Now, when I retire from boxing, I really don't know. I want to say something right here. This might make you all think. Life is not really long. Let's say the average person 30 years old. If you're 30 years old, you are not but about 7 years old. How can I prove it? Add up all the 7, 8, 9 hours you slept for 30 years. Out of 30 years, out of all the nights, last night when you went to bed and woke up this morning, you don't remember a thing. You've been unconscious for about 8 years. If you're 30 years old, you slept about 8 years. Okay. How much traveling have you done in 30 years? From the television station to home, to another country, to another city, to school, to church. You've probably traveled 2 years of your life or spent just getting back and forth to where you're going. So there's 8 years of sleeping, 2 years of traveling. There's 30 years out of your life before you accomplish anything. How long do you sit in school? In America, we stay in school from the 12th grade to from the first grade to 12th grade. Same here?
Yeah, virtually.
6 hours a day?
Yeah.
6 hours a day for 12 years, break it down, you sit in a classroom for 3 years without leaving. Okay, 2 years of traveling, 8 years of sleeping, 3 years of school. How many movies have you went to? How many wrestling matches? How much entertainment? How many movie theaters, live plays, baseball games? Probably 2 years of entertainment. So by the time a man, you older people know him, bear witness what I'm saying. By the time you have children, by the time you have made a way for your children, by the time you've paid for your home, you're pushing 60 years old. So life is real short. So you add up all your traveling, add up all your sleeping, add up all your school, add up all your entertainment, you've probably been half your life doing nothing. So what am I, I'm 35 years old, 30 more years, I'll be 65. We don't have no more influence. We can't do nothing much at 65. Your wife will tell you that. So what I'm saying, when you're 65, ain't too much more to do. So did you know I'll be 65 in 30 more years? In those 30 years, I have to sleep 9 years. I don't have 30 years of daylight. I have to travel back to America, take 6, 7 miles. All my traveling, probably 4 years of traveling in the next 30 years, about 9 years of sleeping, television, movies, entertainment, about 3 years of entertainment. Out of 30 years, I might have about 16 years to be productive. So it's how we can all break individual lives down. What am I going to do in the next 16 years? What's the best thing I can do? Get ready to meet God. Owning real estate, going in business, teaching boxers, that won't get me to heaven. How many here believe there's a supreme being, believe there's a God? How many believe there's some power that made the sun, the moon, the stars? How many believe that this stuff didn't just come out here? Somebody wiser than us made it. How many believe there's a God? How many believe there's not a God? All right. believe there's not a God. All right. If I told you, you who don't believe in God, if I told you that this glass sprung into existence, this glass made itself, no man made this glass, would you believe it? Would you believe I just told you this thing made itself?
No.
Well, I tell you, you wouldn't believe it, right?
No, somebody's doubting it. Yeah, so I'm giving you the answer. She wouldn't believe it.
If I told her this television station popped into existence, it just, no man made it. You said Muhammad Ali's crazy. All right. Well, if this glass can't make itself, if I told you those clothes you have on wove themselves, nobody created them, those clothes made themselves, you wouldn't believe it. But if your clothes didn't make itself, if that glass couldn't make itself, if this building didn't make itself, then how did the moon get out there? How did the stars and Jupiter, Neptune and Mars and the sun, how did nature, how did all this come here if didn't know why is something planning to make it? So what I'm saying is, I believe that we're going to be judged. Should a man like Hitler kill all the Jews and get away with it? Somebody should punish him. Maybe he get it, don't get it now, he get it when he die. In hell for eternity. So what I'm going to do when I get out of boxing is to get myself ready to meet God, because my plane might blow up. Don't planes blow up in this country sometime and crash? Don't people die every day?
Not every day.
But it's a scary thing to think that I'm going to hell to burn eternally forever. So what am I going to do? I'm explaining what you asked me a question. You asked me questions I can't just answer like that. When I get out of boxing or when I'm through, I'm going to do all I can to help people. That's why I'm here with Johnny Walker. Here's a poor man, came all the way to America. Here's a bunch of boys need some money, and somebody is calling me to help them. God is watching me. God don't praise me because I beat Joe Frazier. God don't give nothing about Joe Frazier. God don't care nothing about England or America as far as your wealth is all his. He wants to know, how do we treat each other? How do we help each other? So I'm going to dedicate my life to using my name and popularity, helping charities, helping people, uniting people, bringing people bumming each other because of religious beliefs. We need somebody in the world to help make peace. So when I die, if there's a heaven, I want to see it. Because we live how long? 80 years? The odds are everybody in this room, some of you are going to be dead 20 years from now. Some of you are going to be dead 50 years from now. Some are going to be dead 30, some are going to be dead 60, 70 years from now. We all going to die soon. And if you live to be, say, 125 years old, which we don't do, right? Let's say we live to be 250, and you can have sex for 145 of those years. You're going to come to the end after that. So we don't have but about 80 years on earth. This is a test to see where will we spend our life in heaven and hell. This is not the life now. Your real self is inside you. Your body gets old. Some of you go to look at the fridge, you don't have no teeth. Your hair is leaving you. Your bodies get tired. But your soul and your spirit never die. That's going to live forever. So your body is just housing your soul and spirit. So God is testing us on how we treat each other, how we live, to see where our real home be in heaven. So this physical stuff don't last for so long. So my car, this building is going to be here when the man who built it dead. There have been many kings and queens of England. They're all dead. After this one is gone, another one will come. So we don't stay here. We're just trustees. We don't own nothing. Even your children are not yours, if you think I'm lying. Your wife is not yours. You die and come back a year later and go sleep in your bedroom and see if your wife is by herself. See, you don't own your wife. I divorced my wife. You may have read about it. And my four children, they call another man daddy now. They don't see me no more. You don't own your children. You don't own your family. So what am I saying? The most important thing about life is what's going to happen when you die. Are you going to go to heaven or hell? And that's eternity. How long is eternity? Let's imagine. Take the Sahara Desert. There's a lot of sand on the Sahara Desert, right? And then imagine that one grain of sand represents 1,000 years. And when you're in hell burning, when you die and go to hell, you're going to burn forever and ever, no end. How long is that? Give you an idea how long eternity is. Take the Sahara Desert, and I told you to wait 1,000 years. And every 1,000 years, I want you to pick up a grain of sand until the desert is empty. Okay, wait 1,000 years, pick up the first grain. Wait another 1,000 years before you get the next grain. Keep that up until there's no more sand in the desert. Whew. You know how long America's not but 200 years old. We got 800 more years to go before 1,000. So it just scares me to think that I'm going to die one day and go to hell. I'm on an airplane that might blow up. I'm always traveling. And to go to hell and God is going to judge my soul. The police, I might kill people. I might rob people. The authorities might not catch me. The FBI, Scotland Yard might not catch me. But when I die, somebody's watching me and keeping count. And I can't get away. And I'm going to burn forever and ever and ever. I'll go to heaven. So what am I going to do when I'm through fighting? I only have 16 years to be productive. Get myself ready to meet God and go to the best place. Don't that make sense?
Thank you.
The greatest Muhammad Ali in his own words next up on the Mighty Johnny Taco Show. Hey, straight up, it's Dominic Jimenez and Dom's Diner only on Sports Byline.
After the fight's over and Frazier has caught hell, I'm going to jump over the rope and finish Cosell. And still today, after you see this, you'll be shocked. You'll be laughing. And you will know that beyond the shadow of a doubt, I am still the greatest of all time.
Okay, once again, that's our show today on ABC's Wide World of Sports.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Now let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Our friends at Transatlantic Real Estate have created a unique investment opportunity that combines legal marijuana and crowdfunding. Now, after you let that sink in for a second, think about the growing momentum around legal marijuana in this country. It's been all over the ballot. If you are an investor, there has never been a better time to get in the game. However, as markets grow, so does the barrier to entry, which means it will take millions, if not billions, to invest, not to mention the risk of starting a new venture. That's what makes this opportunity so special. Transatlantic Real Estate is different. They buy land that supports marijuana grow operations and lease it to licensed, high-paying tenants. Did you get that? You're investing in the landlord of a licensed marijuana farm. The best part is, They're using crowdfunding to make it easy for the average person to get in before they take the company public. So for a limited time, you can invest as little as $300 up to $10,000. To invest, go to marijuanastock.org. That's marijuanastock.org. Get in the game. Do it now.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Well, forget about the cops. They're not interested in any two-bit setup you got here.
No, I don't want any trouble.
Look, is my rent paid?
Yeah.
Don't stop bothering me.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome in the very first Dom's Diner of 2019. The new year is upon us, but you know what? We're going to stick to the formula that works for us. The best and the worst in the week of sports. Those are all my specials. We've got winners, losers, say what, and of course, good job, good effort, celebrating those who gave it their all and failed miserably. Yeah, it's very sarcastic if you're new to the program. Good job, good effort, full of sarcasm. But we'll start off where there's no sarcasm. It's just nothing but winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
First winner this week, Juventus. La Vecchia Signora. That's right, the old lady. Serie A Italian Soccer League. 53 points halfway through the season. And it's not just 53 points, it's 53 out of 57 points. Halfway through the season, they've only dropped 4 possible points. Last week, we talked about Liverpool. They were undefeated. That changed. Don't worry, they're not going to be winners or losers this week, but they did manage to lose to Manchester City, so they are no longer undefeated. Now, power rankings in world club soccer? Juventus? Juve? Maybe they're number one. You know, they signed Cristiano Ronaldo from Real Madrid. A lot of people, both sides of the coin. A, how could Real Madrid let Ronaldo go? And B, he was getting older. How much did he have left in the tank? Great job getting what you could for him. Turns out he had a lot left in the tank, and Cristiano Ronaldo has been doing it for Juve. 53 points out of 57 halfway through the Serie A season. They are, indeed, winners this week. Winner number two, James Harden, the Beard. NBA players, a little bit of context. NBA players that have dropped 400 points in a 10-game span in the last 30 seasons. Michael Jordan did it twice. Kobe Bryant did it 3 times. And now we can add James Beard Harden. James Beard? James Beard Award. Any chefs out there? You like that one? James Harden, the Beard, because, you know, he does his little cook and stirring thing when he's on fire. James Beard, it all makes sense. James Harden becomes the third player in the last 30 seasons to drop 400 points in a 10-game span. The numbers that Harden are averaging are insane. Over 42 points per game, and it's continued to be hot in addition to those games. He's got a triple-double since then, a 40-point triple-double, mind you. He's got 2 of those already this season. Not a lot of those in NBA history. He hit a dagger 3-pointer against the Warriors the other night to defeat them. James Harden is balling. No pun intended. I know this is basketball and basketball, but he's been balling. James Harden asserting himself as one of the best players in the NBA and reminding everybody it's not just about the Warriors. It's not just about LeBron. It's not just about Russell Westbrook. I'm one of the best in the league, too. Give me the credit where it is due. I deserve it. I'm the reigning MVP. He's gone out and said it. I'm shooting for a second in MVP in a row. I want another one. James Harden, I think he's on his way there. I got to give him the credit, the points, and whatever you want to call it. In my eyes, he's the leader in the clubhouse. James Harden, front runner for the MVP as of right now if the season were to end today. Obviously won't, but if it were, gotta go with James Harden. Next winner, Saquon Barkley. Third rookie in NFL history with 2,000 scrimmage yards. Let that sink in. Edgerrin James and Eric Dickerson, the only 2 players besides Saquon to do that. Barkley led the league in scrimmage yards. Over the 2,000, edged out Ezekiel Elliott of the Cowboys just by a little bit. Remember, when Saquon was drafted, there was a lot of ruckus and fuss and, oh, the Giants, why did they take a running back? They need a quarterback. It should have been Sam Darnold. Now, well, yes, they do need a quarterback still. Eli Manning did not revert to any form of old Eli Manning. If anything, he just became older Eli Manning. But Saquon Barkley, in his first season, long career ahead of him, hopefully, a lot to see if he's for real or not. But he looks like he might be a generational talent. Saquon looks like he might be the man. 2,000 scrimmage yards, more touchdowns than Ezekiel Elliott, who was awesome. Second touchdowns to Todd Gurley, catching passes out of the backfield, ripping monster runs of 40-plus yards. Saquon Barkley was everything that the New York Giants wanted, needed, and more. And unfortunately for them, they were still bad. They're going to have another good draft pick, high draft pick. I guess it's good, but you performed poorly, so it's not good. And again, third rookie in NFL history with 2,000 scrimmage yards. So shout out to Saquon Barkley, doing big things in the Big Apple. Next winner, another NFL rookie, Baker Mayfield. Throws for 3,700 yards and 27 touchdowns. The 27 touchdowns? A rookie touchdown record for quarterbacks. How about that? Baker Mayfield, remember, he didn't even start from the beginning of the year. He didn't play in the first four games. He relieved the injured, I believe he pronounces it, Tyrod Taylor. Everybody calls him Tyrod, and I think he corrected it on Hard Knocks. It's Tyrod Taylor. He was injured. Baker came in. Taylor was back the next week and was ineffective. Baker came back in again, and it's been the Baker show since then. Again, another draft pick. A lot of people questioned it. He was the number one overall draft pick, former Heisman winner out of Oklahoma. Browns have to take Bradley Chubb here. Browns have to take Saquon Barkley here. Browns have to take Sam Darnold here. Well, they took Baker Mayfield, and turns out it was the right pick. Baker Mayfield setting a single season, obviously single season, because the rookie passing touchdown record of 27 touchdowns, threw for 3,700 yards, and they almost had a 500 record. They went 7-8-1. More on that a little bit later when we get to good job, good effort. But how about Baker Mayfield making plays, showing he is the man? He's not the guy to be messed with. Next winner, Yusuf Nurkic, center for the Portland Blazers. He goes for 24 points, 23 rebounds, 7 assists, 5 blocks, and 5 steals on New Year's Day against the Sacramento Kings. Yes, an amazing game. Historical context, first game ever in NBA history with 20, 20, 5, 5, and 5. How about that? Just all of the iconic, legendary NBA players, especially big men, to have ever played. And it's Yusuf Nurkic who, well, yes, it is a little bit of an obscure stat, 20-20-5-5-5, but he's the first guy to ever do it. And he followed that up with a double-double. Obviously, nothing historical, but it was another good game from Yusuf Nurkic. He's been on fire. We all saw the kind of talent he had when he was in Denver. Unfortunately, he and Nikola Jokic couldn't play very well together. Jokic, a center, they would play him at power forward, Nurkic, the center. It just didn't quite work out. So they traded him from the Blazers, traded Mason Plumlee. They got Yusuf Nurkic, and he's been awesome for the Blazers. Is he a third star? No, but he's a very good player, and he had a hell of a way to ring in the new year on January 1st. Remember, 24 points, 23 rebounds, 7 assists, 5 blocks, 5 steals. First time somebody's ever gone 20-20-5-5-5. Final winners, Quentin Nelson and Darius Leonard of the Colts. Quentin Nelson, the offensive lineman, Darius Leonard, the linebacker. First rookie teammates to both be named All-Pro since Gale Sayers and Dick Butkus in 1965. That's how damn good they've been. Quentin Nelson, and if you don't know, All-Pro is not like the Pro Bowl. All-Pro means you are the best at that position, period. The entire NFL, not just in your conference. Oddly enough, Darius Leonard, the linebacker, who led the league in tackles, is All-Pro but didn't make the Pro Bowl. Yeah, I don't get it either. I know it's completely different voting mechanisms and all that kind of stuff, but it's stupid. You'd think somebody who went All-Pro would be able to make the Pro Bowl. Which, if he's the best at his position in the entire league, but he's not going to represent his conference at that position, that doesn't make any sense. But shout out to them. They also get a big win wild card weekend over the division rival Houston Texans. Nice win for Andrew Luck and the Colts. A little fun fact, 10 out of the last 11 six seeds in the NFL playoffs have won their wild card matchup. That trend continued. you gotta watch out, NFC, because it may be 11-12 come your time. Eagles and Bears. Bears should be on lookout, not just because of that historical tidbit, but because Nick Foles is under center for the Eagles. Not all good things, though. First loser.
Le who? The her.
Kirk Cousins. Remember, he got a lot of money from Minnesota. It was a fully guaranteed contract. Well, here's his record in his career against teams who had a winning record come the end of the year. Kirk Cousins is 5-25 against teams who finished the season with a winning record, including 1-6 this season for the Vikings. Remember, $70 million guaranteed, fully guaranteed contract. Kirk Cousins is getting paid a lot of money, and he did not show up for the Vikings. 1-6 this season against teams who ended up with a winning record. They missed out on the playoffs. It's almost good job, good effort, Kirk Cousins, but we're not going to take it that far. We're going to give him a little bit of slack. And Kirk Cousins is actually, I don't have the actual number, but he does not perform well when the bright lights are on him. I want to say he's never won on Monday Night Football, something like that. So Kirk Cousins, he's a very good quarterback, maybe not great, maybe just good. He gets the job done, he puts up numbers, but he doesn't quite get those wins when your team needs it. Not the kind of thing that you want to be known for, the guy who can't win the big one. So yikes. Kirk Cousins, a loser this week. Looking at the clock, it's almost time to close the diner, but before we've got Say What and Good Job, Good Effort. First off, Say What?
Say what?
From 2015 and 2018, Alabama, Crimson Tide football, have signed more Under Armour All-Americans, 39, than the other three 2018 college football playoff teams combined, which is 33. So Alabama, 39 Under Armour All-Americans. Notre Dame, Clemson, Oklahoma, they've signed 33 combined in the same time span. So shout out to Alabama. Maybe that's why Alabama's always in the national championship. They recruit talent. And it's not just talent, it's the best of the best. I think Najee Harris from the East Bay. Yeah, he's at Alabama. Nick Saban's even recruiting kids from the Bay Area and getting them in. So Najee Harris, it may be his time in the next year or two to get some major run at Alabama. And Alabama, you know what? Next season, they're probably going to sign a bunch more All-Americans. And then, good job, good effort. Out to Hugh Jackson, because he was 3-36-1 in his tenure with the Cleveland Browns. And it only took his interim, Greg Williams, 6 games to do better. His first 6 games, Greg Williams went 4-2. They finished with a 7-8-1 record. Hugh Jackson in his career with the Browns, 3-36-1. Good job. Good effort. And it looks like he may be the front runner for the Bengals head coaching job, too, based on the recommendation of Marvin Lewis. That's going to wrap it up for me at the diner. It is time to close. We'll see you next week. But remember, you are tuned in to the Taco Man audio magazine on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, on Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network and Sirius XM Radio.
Landry and Callaway, near side of the right. Duke Johnson, the running back. Mayfield shotgun, back to pass. Baker throws, caught! It's Duke Johnson, he's going in! Touchdown! On first and goal, takes the snap, turns, gives, Chubb runs, he's going to the one! A little bit more! A little bit more! Touchdown, Chubb! And the Browns lead for the first time today.
This is Sports Overnight America.
We can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
I've got to use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. Have to do anything.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like, you know.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Wrapping up another edition of the Taco Man Audio Magazine live on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 211. That's the Dan Patrick Station. We thank Dan for bringing us aboard. Of course, this is the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network Studios and Johnny Taco's Audio Magazine. We come to you each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific Time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern Time right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I want to thank the great Dominic Mendez and, of course, Muhammad Ali. I spent so much time with Ali, folks, I could tell Ali stories forever, but that might just bore you. Straight up, I love Muhammad Ali, and I thank him for all the times that he was generous with me with his time. Straight up, this show is produced by the great Scott Cuddy. Until next time, don't forget, you're tuned to the Taco Man Audio Magazine live on Sports Byline and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 211.
Can't you keep out of trouble?
Cause I dig the vibe and I'm